Day 37, Living as Angels. I began this chapter with a beautiful story that I like to share around the time of Yom Kippur about a Jewish woman from Beverly Hills who comes to Israel with her family. They're in the hotel, and this Israeli waiter enters her room, sets down the room service, and before he leaves, asks the family, "Is there anything else I can get you? My name is Barak. If there's anything else, I'm here." And the woman's husband calls back to him, "Barak." That's interesting. "Is by any chance your mother's name Orna?" And the waiter says, "Yes. Did you fight in the Gaza war last summer?" This took place in 2015. And Barak, the waiter, says, "Yes, how did you know?" And the husband says, "Because we got a call to pray for a man by the name of Barak ben Orna. And we had your name on our refrigerator. We live in California. And our family davened. We prayed for your safety every day. We prayed for Barak ben Orna. He should have a refuah shlema, complete recovery. And every day I would ask myself, how is he? Is he still wounded? Did he survive the war? Is Barak ben Orna still alive?" And the waiter is listening to this story. He's standing in the doorway of the suite. He's shocked. He breaks into tears, and he's so touched that someone 6,000 miles away was praying for him to survive. And the husband hugged the waiter, and the two of them parted. This is a beautiful story, and it's relevant because on Yom Kippur, as we're getting closer, this is Shabbat Shuva, the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then we have Yom Kippur. We do all this praying, and there's no day that we do more praying than Yom Kippur. And often we ask, you know, is anyone listening? Do our tefillos, do our prayers make a difference? Soloveitchik explained that that God, we believe, hears all of our prayers. Hashem is a shomea tefila, right? He's listening. But he's not always a mekabel tefillah. Mekabel is to receive. In other words, just because Hashem listens doesn't always mean he says yes to all of our requests. And it's difficult to understand why God would say yes to something and perhaps, you know, not answer another one, which is another way of saying no. I remember when my kids were little, when they didn't get what they wanted, they would always say, "Daddy, you're not listening." And they would repeat it. And I used to get used to trying to like sort of repeat their request back so they understood that I actually heard them. I heard what they were asking for. But I was saying, I said this in the chapter, like, I just don't think a 16th candy bar is a very good idea right now, right? But for the kids, the 16th candy bar is like, whatever, it's what I need, and you have it. You have the power, so why wouldn't you give? You must not be listening. I don't mean to make light of that metaphor between ourselves, you know, as adults praying to Hashem for something really, you know, necessary, like someone's health, you know, comparing it to a kid asking for a lollipop. But just like a child doesn't really understand the bigger factors going on, he's not privy, he or she is not privy to all of reality. So too, when we pray to Hashem, even for the most legitimate thing in the world, we are not privy to the total reality. And so it doesn't mean that God isn't listening. It just means he may, for whatever reason, not ordain it to be so. That's, of course, difficult to accept. But that should never deter us from continuing to daven and to pray, because we do believe in the efficacy of our prayers. We do believe that what we say matters and Hashem is listening. And Bezrat Hashem, all of our tefillos will please God be heard. And, you know, Yom Kippur, we deprive ourselves of food and drink. And we're doing this not simply to deprive ourselves. We're not ascetic people. We do this to bring out the more angelic side of who we are, the side that likes to talk to God, that likes to pray to Hashem, the side of us that thinks about our fellow Jew, our fellow human being, that davens for them, puts a little name on the refrigerator wars, thinking about our brothers and sisters in Israel fighting in the army, not just thinking about what do I need, what do I need, what do I need. And it's okay to ask for our own needs. We pray every day, Re'ev Yanyenu V'ra'av V'veinu Hashem, behold our affliction, take a look at all the issues I have. But we also have to remember other people have needs too. That's why we as Jews always pray in the plural. And so this is an opportunity, really, to live a more angelic life. Yom Kippur, we don't simply restrict ourselves for the sake of restriction. We pull back from all those physical activities so we can strip ourselves of some of the physical superficialities and get to the core of who we really are. We've got a very angelic, holy side. We've got a special soul. Let's use that soul. Daven for other people to be connected to Hashem and to live our very, very best lives. That's really one of the great purposes of Yom Kippur, not just get our sins forgiven, but to really live the best that we can by revealing the angelic within each and every one of us. Thank you for listening, and Shabbat Shalom.